Hey everyone, and welcome to the Bitcoin Way podcast. I appreciate you being here. I just finished up a conversation with Sanjna Mehta, who is co-founder of Wyzer, an app-based education platform onboarding the next billion users to Bitcoin. That is their mission. She was a great interview, a lot of knowledge about Bitcoin and appreciation for some of the real practical real-world use cases for Bitcoin, and I love what they're doing. I think especially in a generation that's growing up staring at their phones anyway, giving them an education platform that they can relate to in a more practical way makes a lot of sense. Love what they're doing. Love my conversation with her as well. I think you'll enjoy it too. Alrighty, everyone. Like I said in the intro, I've got Sanjna here. Sanjna, welcome to the Bitcoin Way podcast.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me. Excited to have this conversation.
I'm looking forward to it. You guys are doing some important things. And before we get to everything that Wyzer is doing, I just wanted to start by understanding your background. So before Bitcoin, before Wyzer, what were you up to and what led you down this Bitcoin rabbit hole?
Yeah, sure. So my background has nothing to do with finance or Bitcoin or economics or any of that. I was actually in marketing for about 7 years. And after that, I started an e-commerce website. It started off as drop shipping, and then we eventually white labeled that and created a brand. So that was started by me and my husband. We sold that business in the peak of COVID. Once we scaled it up to how much ever we thought we could, because we were doing beauty products, and then you know the world started reopening, so we thought it was a good time to just sell it off. And then I was kind of finding what to do next. Took a break for a few months. And then, well, my husband's been in Bitcoin for a few years now, and I took some interest from him. Just kind of did my own research, started reading into it, figured it was quite important, and what Bitcoin was doing was changing a lot of lives. So I just went down the rabbit hole, and the five of us came together and co-founded Wyzer. And it's been almost 2 years since we started working on it. It's been a pretty interesting journey.
So what was it about Bitcoin that grabbed your attention that made it feel worthwhile? Was there like a particular use case that you recognized, or was it just sort of a general interest in money, history, philosophy, or something else?
Yeah, I think it's a mix of everything. I've always been very interested in history, politics, and economics, but I've never really been interested in the whole finance and investment part of it, right? So I even technology, it's all like gibberish to me completely. So that's why when my husband actually started explaining it to me, it made zero sense. It was all super technical, and I just didn't understand things like, you know, blocks and hash rates and layer two solutions and all of that. It was more the socioeconomic impact that Bitcoin was having on people's lives that got me interested. I think the fact that it emerged out of the 2008 financial crisis, that I started realizing, okay, there is a big problem our world is facing in terms of bank problems and printing money and fiat currencies and all of that. I only started understanding what this was when I started reading about Bitcoin. So this is like my late 20s, right? Like I was never taught about money in school. I didn't know that. The dollar had lost like 99% of its value since the 1990s. I didn't know any of this. It was only when I started reading about Bitcoin that I knew we had such issues, and especially authoritarian regimes where, you know, there's so much corruption and people can't get access to their own bank accounts. So it was these issues that really hit hard. One personal story that really clicked with me was when I actually heard about a girl from India. You know, I'm from India, so again, just resonated with me a lot. She was married into a family, and she wanted to leave, and she wanted to separate her husband, and she didn't have access to her own money. It was all controlled by him, by his family. It was all put into a bank account that, you know, had their authority and their signatures, and she was basically trapped. She had no freedom or no way of getting out of this marriage. And it was actually Bitcoin that saved her, because again, like there was no KYC, there was no blocking of her money for all of this, and she had actually put a few of her savings into Bitcoin, and that's how she actually managed to get out of a marriage she didn't want to be into. So I think it's really smaller stories like this that hit hard and tell you that the government shouldn't be in control of your money. You should be in control of your money, and that's what the whole world is about and should be about.
Yeah, that's a really interesting story because I think in the West we take for granted that those sorts of stories are very uncommon and hyperinflation hasn't happened. And like all of these things that we as Bitcoiners sort of warn about, you start to feel like a crazy person because it doesn't happen. But when you've got these very tangible real world examples of how Bitcoin completely alters the course of someone's life, and you think about all the millions of times that happens in the course of a month or a year that it doesn't change someone's life because they didn't know about or they didn't know about it. We haven't reached, a large group of, the global population. It's really cool hearing like this very tangible means by which Bitcoin helps protect people. And interesting that it's just like those small use cases that really make a big impact in the world. So you then move on to you've sold your company, take a few months off, and then Wiser is sort of the next step for you. Could you explain what exactly Wiser is and the mission that
Yeah.
you're on?
Yeah, of course. So Wiser is a gamified financial literacy app. It's Bitcoin and money education. So yes, we teach people what Bitcoin is, but we teach them about stocks, about investment, about money, Austrian economics, because we're really trying to teach people the root causes, right, of all these problems that we have. And to fully understand Bitcoin, you need to actually understand the history of money. The gold standard, how fiat currencies emerged, all of that. So we're teaching people in bite-size education. It kind of follows the model of Duolingo, where it's gamified. So we're also keeping like social games, monthly leaderboards, weekly leaderboards. We also actually reward people in Bitcoin. So it's not like whole Bitcoins. It's just instant gratification of a few hundred sats. That people get when they successfully pass a quiz or a challenge, or we do like these monthly games that where we actually give out 200 to 300,000 sats. So our point is that we're just trying to make Bitcoin and money education fun and really cater to this generation. Because a lot of us early Bitcoiners, did the whole thousands of hours of research on the internet, reading long articles, watching long YouTube videos. But that's not the way people want to learn today, and especially people who have full-time jobs or who are doing something else on the side, and they just kind of want to quickly learn what Bitcoin is and how it can change your life. So we thought this is an interesting way to orange pill people and to get more people on board just into Bitcoin in general.
Yeah, that's cool. I sort of went the traditional route of, the Bitcoin standard and podcasts and that. This is a very, I think it makes Bitcoin more accessible to a group of people who aren't going to go not as deep, but just maybe in like those long form ways. I've got a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there. This is a topic of interest, but I don't have an hour long drive each day to listen to a podcast or whatever. So
Exactly. So
yeah.
we're really teaching people on the go. You can learn about one concept in Bitcoin a day. And the main thing is that it's free, right? You don't have to pay like thousands of dollars for a course online. Like this is it should be free. People should be able to access good quality money education for free all over the world. So that's really our goal, just making it accessible to everyone. Yeah.
So what's the business model in terms of revenue generation? You're making payments, I assume, on Light or streaming, zapping people sats on Lightning. How does this work? What's the sort of the framework?
So of course we did start out the app as free, and we have over 500 classes that are completely free. But it's development at the end of the day. We're running a business. We need to keep up with our operating costs. So we started a few different revenue models. One is subscription. So with the subscription model, users can actually pay a small fee per month. It's usually anywhere between $6 to $10 a month and get access to exclusive content. So this is normally like we do news bites. So we're telling people what's happening in the news and finance and Bitcoin today and just bite-sizing that so they can, again, quickly just learn in 2 minutes what's happening. We do the live Bitcoin classes. You were on that. So you know what that's all about. It's basically getting like an expert speaker on board once a week and telling our community about either wallets and security, or how to orange pill your friends, or just any specific topic. But it really goes in depth, and it's kind of a live discussion, so the community can also participate and do like a live Q&A. We also give them more gamification features, so they get access to unlimited hearts, so you never get locked out of the app. And then there's a few more features we're rolling out soon, like certificates and all of that as well. So that's one way we're generating revenue. Another one is actually through partnership models. So basically, we show some ads at the end of our classes. These used to be just general iOS ads, but we thought it'd be interesting to just show Bitcoin specific ads, right? So if we have an entire module on wallets and security, any new user would learn about a class and then naturally would want to know, okay, where do I go buy my first Bitcoin, or what wallet should I buy? So we partner up with these companies to actually show their ads on these screens for a fee per month. And then again, these are Bitcoin only companies. And then yeah, and then our users are can click on these ads and go to their website as well. And the third way we do this is through an API model. So there are companies that can actually buy out our education and just put it on their platform, so they don't need to leave. They don't need to leave that website or that app, and can just learn about Bitcoin through there. So those are the three revenue generating models we have right now. We have another interesting one coming up. I'll give you a bit of a teaser. Don't want to discuss it too much, but it's actually going to be along the lines of a DCA product where you'll be able to buy Bitcoin on our platform.
Oh, very cool. That's great.
Yeah.
The
Yeah.
more places to buy and onboard people, the better. I like that idea of
Yeah.
sort of working with third parties for them to bring your content to their platforms as well. So your target market, talk to me a little bit about that. Is it people who are completely new? Like, is it someone like myself who's a Bitcoiner and I've got a friend or family member who I really want to onboard and they're sort of referring people to you? Or
Yeah.
where's the traffic coming from?
So we generally do see a higher amount of people who don't have too much knowledge in Bitcoin. They're not necessarily beginners, but maybe they've done a little bit of research and now they want to just advance their knowledge. But we've also seen experts on our platform, and that's the subscription model is more for them, right? Because they just want to keep up with what's going on in Bitcoin, and they want to connect with other people in the space, which they can do through our live Bitcoin classes. But what we're trying to do now is do like a personalization onboarding within the app. So because we have so many classes, we have like the complete beginner course, but we also have advanced courses. Like we go into the innovation, into the layer two, into advanced topics in Bitcoin. So eventually people will just be able to answer a few questions, let us know what their knowledge is in Bitcoin, what their level is, and go straight to the topics that cater to them the most. So we're at 30,000 users in the app now. I would say a majority, or like at least 70% of them, generally don't know too much about Bitcoin, but we've seen a good amount of people who do as well. But we also have this feature that's called a gift and orange pill to your friends. So even if you're an expert and you come on our app and you're just trying to kind of teach your friends and family, right? But they're always looking at you like you're the weird guy in the room. It's nice for you to just give them a subscription, and just it's a nice way for you to educate them because you don't know how to do it. We found it's a challenge to actually educate people on Bitcoin, and this is a nice tool to gift to someone to orange pill them. So those are obviously the no coiners. But then again, we have like people in all different ranges.
That's very cool. That's a lot of users. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So,
Yeah.
yeah. Are there
No, it's been a journey. We haven't done too much marketing and spending on ads yet, but we've just seen that the orange pill effect and just organic growth is the best way. Like now we're again approaching a bull market. People are getting interested because the price is going higher. So naturally, people are just going to find a way to learn about Bitcoin, and you see these ups and downs in the cycle, but we're going to see a lot of growth in the next few months for sure.
Yeah, I think what you guys offer seems to be like a path of least resistance in the educational hurdle that people. So that said, my next question is there like a particular point in the learning, and maybe you don't have metrics on this, but where you see people begin to drop off and stop learning because it gets more complicated, or maybe they just kind of feel like they've made it or they've lost interest? Where might
Yeah,
that happen?
That's a very interesting question because we've discussed this so many times in the team, right? Like it's like Bitcoin's the next revolution. You can kind of compare it to the internet because the internet's at a place where everyone in the world just uses it, but how many people actually studied it or started going really in depth into it, right? And the same applies for Bitcoin. Like eventually the whole world's going to start using it, but how much do you really need to know and how deep do you need to get into it? So that's something we're trying to find out. We're doing a lot of survey research, just getting data in. But I would say out of the 500, more than 500 classes we have, we see a lot. Sorry about that.
No, you're
We
good.
see a lot of people at least completing like 40% of the classes on the app, 40% of the content, which is a pretty good number. And then after that, it kind of just depends on, okay, do I know enough to now make my first investment in Bitcoin, or do I want to go deeper in and just fully go down the rabbit hole? And I think that th those are just two different kinds of people, right? Like it's on how interested you are. Do you want to get a job in Bitcoin? Is it going to be like your full-time thing? Then yeah, I'm going to go deeper in. But if it's something about, okay, I just want to know what the hype is about and what people are talking about so I can, you know, get into the conversation as well, then you're just going to learn a little bit about it. So I don't think it's necessarily about Bitcoin. It's just more about the person studying Bitcoin and how deep they want to get into it.
So you touched on it a bit, but could you walk me through in maybe just a bit more detail the learning journey? So you start at lesson one or course one. Sounds like you've got a lot of things. What are some of the modules? What knowledge are people walking away with?
So we've got a module on Bitcoin basics. We've got one on Bitcoin innovation, Austrian economics, stocks and investments. We even get contributors now who actually write content for us on specific modules because it's in their expertise and they just love the mission. So recently we had Tim Nair who wrote a module on debunking Bitcoin myths. That's a very interesting one actually because I think the media has this, you know, way of negatively portraying Bitcoin, saying it's a Ponzi scheme or it's too volatile or it uses up too much energy. So these classes actually explain that this is completely false and actually explain that, you know, Bitcoin is not a Ponzi scheme. It's not volatile when you compare it to fiat currencies. We're actually a much greener technology than a lot of other things out there. So we have it all. Like we basically have the A to Z. We're doing one on Bitcoin mining, so getting deep into that for a lot of people who want to become individual miners as well. There's always more content being created and more coming up, but I think so far we've really done a good job in covering it all in such a simplified way, so that even for people whose first language is in English or for someone who's literally never looked at Bitcoin before, they can actually become an expert in it just by learning through our app. So that's the learning journey. You would just select a module, select the modules are broken down into chapters, blocks, and classes. So you start a chapter, you complete a class, you can take a quiz at the end of it. When you get 5 out of 7 correct, you can unlock a loot box. These usually include a small amount of sats or a heart or some other kind of reward. And that's how you actually, you know, start collecting your first Bitcoin. So it's fun. And then you just go on from there and depends on how deep you want to get into. But yeah, I think there's about like 10 to 15 modules at this point, and we're only creating more. So it's good. It's fun.
I love this. So, is there a particular module, lesson, topic that you cover in the course that was particularly difficult to create, either because the concepts are complex or advanced, or just because it's sort of one of those more challenging hurdles for the learner to overcome?
So I think all the modules related specifically to Bitcoin were an extreme challenge to create, right? Because when you're doing Austrian economics or when you're doing stocks and investments, there's already so much written out there. There's so much research done. So you can use a lot of things as reference, but with Bitcoin, it's so new. Like whatever's there on the internet, it's all come up in the past 2 years, and that's when we kind of started. So we're three people in the team, and we kind of actually create all the content in-house. So there's like hours and hours of research that's gone into it, and just to simplify it and make it so easy for everyone was just such a challenge because it's like, a lot of it are such complex terms, complex concepts, and just make like comparing them to, you know, it's like you have to think out of the box and try teaching like a third grader or someone who literally doesn't know English, and it's like their second or third language. So that's something you don't see in the app because it's like all the stuff that's gone on behind the scenes. But I think it's a real challenge just doing anything Bitcoin related. Even today, it's a lot more than what was there before, but it's still not enough. Like if you want to do, you know, you want to read 10 books on Bitcoin, I don't think 10 books, 10 great books even exist yet. So you're literally like picking things out of 20 different sources and trying to figure out what the best way is to just put all that content together and make it fun and easy.
Yeah, Bitcoin is a bottomless pit of information. I'd imagine, though, that in creating all of this content and doing all of this research, your knowledge and understanding, your knowledge has increased and your understanding of Bitcoin has
Oh yeah.
solidified immensely. I would just have to believe.
For sure, for sure. And I think it's something we all enjoy because like putting this much research into it's not easy. It's very dry. And then just like recreating it, you know, going over it a million times to making sure there's no mistakes. We still find mistakes in our classes. It's like it's a never-ending thing. But yeah, it's difficult. And I think going through that whole route definitely made us like experts in the field as well. So glad we did it.
Yeah, so I'm still a relatively new Bitcoiner. I'd say I've been orange pilled 2 years now. Next month, I think it was next month. It was whenever Celsius collapsed, and I saw Corey Clipston at Swan. He had been calling it and calling these guys out for their scams for a long time, and I feel like I'm still playing catch up on a lot of this knowledge. Like right now, I'm reading a book on the block size wars because there's so much that happened before
Oh
my time
yeah.
that I just don't even know historically. I want to get to Grok and Bitcoin and sort of do a deep dive on the technology. There's a never ending amount of information you could share with people. I imagine it's also hard for you to figure out for a gamified app just designed to onboard Pete, the next generation of Bitcoiners. Like, where do you start and where do you stop with that education? Because they don't need to necessarily know about the block size wars right now. Is that just like a constant
Yeah,
battle
that's
you're
true. And
having?
I that's the thing, like we think we're experts, like I just said, but then Bitcoin is something that's evolving every day and there's just new things being developed and coming in. So you feel like you actually don't know anything. You know, sometimes I read the news and it's complete gibberish again because there's so much tech involved. And like you said, how much do people really want to know? But I think for us, it's important to get all that education onto one platform and be that go-to for anyone. So whether, you know, learning about the block size war is important or not, I think for us, we want to be that A to Z for Bitcoin. So we're going to put it on the app, whether people want to learn it or not. But then that's what I was kind of briefly talking about the DCA product as well, because that's the next step, right? Like we want a platform. There's enough platforms that exist for people to buy their Bitcoin, but we're onboarding people and using education as a funnel to then buy their first Bitcoin. So like I said, like they can learn the A to Z and then they stay on our platform to buy their first Bitcoin. They can either learn one class or they can learn, you know, all 500 classes if they want. That's up to them. But it's just that it's nice to be in one space where it's fun. You can learn everything. There's rewards and all of that, and then you can even just do one class and already begin your journey. So, we leave that completely up to each individual user.
Hey, just a quick break and we'll get back to the show. But I want to introduce you to our very first sponsor of the Bitcoin Way podcast, Satoshi Coffee Company. Satoshi Coffee, sats.coffee is the URL. They make high quality, fresh roasted coffee, and they even put the block number to show proof of work on each bag. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see that. I'm not a coffee snob, but I'm sort of picky about what I do enjoy. And this Satoshi blend, which is one of their more popular blends, is incredible. They also have a blend from El Salvador and a couple of others. I'd highly recommend you trying out all of them. But the cool thing about Satoshi Coffee Company is they are Bitcoin only and only accept Bitcoin as payment. And as a Bitcoin Way podcast listener, you get 6.9% off if you go to sats.coffee and enter code TBW69. Again, Satoshi Coffee Company, sats.coffee. Check them out. Support Bitcoin only companies like Satoshi Coffee Company. So what is it So this is sort of goes back to the live class I did with you all a couple of weeks ago, but what for you have you identified as like the biggest hurdle for people understanding Bitcoin? I imagine you've talked to users, or you've talked to people you're trying to understand what are the challenges and everything. I think for me personally, it would be something to the effect of most people in my life don't recognize a major problem. They think grocery prices are
Exactly.
increasing, but is like articulating the problem, or is articulating what Bitcoin is? Like, what would you say is
Honestly,
the
I think
hardest
all of
thing?
it is a challenge. Like, we created this app, but when I have to speak to someone in person and try to explain Bitcoin, I still find it so difficult because you meet all kinds of people, right? Like, we went to a conference once, and there was like an American VC, and then we're telling her about our idea, and she comes up to us and she's like, "But Bitcoin doesn't matter to me because I live in the US and this problem doesn't exist." But we're trying to explain to her that no, it does exist. It's not just like in a developing country, right? It's not just for people living in authoritarian regimes. Like, the fiat, the US dollar did lose 99% of its value. We're showing her this whole graph and everything, but it just didn't resonate with her. She just said, "Honestly, it doesn't affect me. Like, I make good money, and I don't have any problems, and whatever recession's happening is not really going to be my problem, so I don't need Bitcoin." But like, at some point, it's like you don't really know how to get the message through because everyone has such a different way of thinking and such weird, like, defensive arguments. It doesn't even make sense. So I think that's why the root of education needs to be there in school and teach people about what money is and the history of money. They don't necessarily need to be taught about Bitcoin, but Bitcoin just makes a lot more sense if you know how money has evolved in society, right? Like, I don't even think 99% of the people know that we used to be on a gold standard, that we haven't always been using paper money, that inflation exists, and if you're putting your money in a bank, in a savings account, you're basically losing your money. Like, everyone's not investing their money. This is stuff that a very few percentage of the people in the world know. So like you said, I think it's both parts. The challenge is explaining that we have this problem and explaining how Bitcoin solves it. And that's why we're going fast, but that's why it's not that easy to just reach mass adoption, because you need to really find a way to resonate with like a girl in the first grade, and at the same time resonate with like a man who's like 65 years old. Like, everyone has a different message, and that's why personalization is so key, and that's what we're trying to figure out next in our app as well. Like, how do you resonate the right message to the right person?
Yeah, it's I think for me that for most people, it seems like the it could never happen here philosophy is really what plagues them. And it's pretty easy to look through even recent history and see things go poorly when you don't have some peg, or you can just print money endlessly, or you dilute the, I mean, you can all go back all the way back to ancient Rome, right? But for some reason, we were all born into this, or many of us were born into this post gold standard bubble. And we assume that the way that you've always had to avoid becoming poor is to dump money into index funds and dump money into, bonds. Like that's the natural state of the world. And trying to, especially you talk to someone in the finance world, it's like trying to beat that out of them is it's just so challenging. So yeah, I think you're hitting on something that would resonate with many people.
And that's why it's such a challenge to get Bitcoin education into schools and universities, right? Because the government doesn't want it. Like, why would they? So that's a path we're trying, and we've tried as well, but it's so much bureaucracy and paperwork and getting through to so many people, because we're teaching exactly what the government doesn't want us to teach the mass. So let's see. Hopefully that's a challenge we can overcome.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Unfortunately, I think, right now we've got, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands or millions of teachers in the United States who effectively, 1% of them or less probably understand money and what it is, and fewer of those probably understand Bitcoin. And so it's like we need a whole new generation to be onboarded into this thing and to grow up beginning to understand the basics. to where we can even have a chance at educating a new generation on what's right and Austrian economics and some of these principles. So I think, unfortunately, a lot of that stuff's going to take time. But and also, unfortunately, my sense is we're going to have to experience some pain and like an awakening of sorts, because what we're doing today is broken, and the question is just a matter of when does it really break, and we all begin to experience that. So we'll
Exactly.
time will tell. So talk to me. You talked a little bit about a new potential revenue model that you've got, but what else? I mean, into the future, what does Wiser Succeeding look like for you? Is it enrollment metrics? Is it sort of a Bitcoin adoption thing, or something else that you're evaluating?
I think it's just a much bigger picture. I think it's just financial literacy, and financial literacy includes Bitcoin. Because again, right, we're not a cryptocurrency education app. We're not teaching people what the next crypto is and the next coin for you to make 99x. That's not what we are. We're really teaching you how to invest your money, saving your money, where that should go, where to hold your money, why invest in Bitcoin. It's really like a money revolution. So we're just trying to make an impact and make a difference in people's lives. And of course there's revenue streams there, because like I said, there's operating costs. If we want to reach the world, there's marketing costs. So there is all of that. So with that does come a lot of metrics and KPIs that we need to hit, because to get your funds and to get your VC funding, that's what you have to hit. It's just all like a circle, of course. But the overall aim for the five of us, and I think that's how the five of us came together, our mission is to just onboard the next 1 billion users into Bitcoin. If we can do that, I think we'll consider ourselves successful, because then mass adoption is close by. It's just a matter of time before the next 7 billion people will come on board. But like I said, I mean, I'm from India. I've seen the way money is handled here, the way the government is, the way corruption is, the way like most of the country lives in poverty. It's necessary that we have something like Bitcoin to save people, to give people freedom, and to just get people out of misery. I think that's the goal. That's the overall goal.
By the way, what's the like the minimum age you'd recommend your app for? I've got a 5-year-old daughter that I'm itching to start,
Oh,
se
awesome.
segueing into.
I would love to for you to introduce it to her and see what she thinks.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe 5 years old is too young, but we do simplify the language, so it would be interesting to get her feedback and to see what she doesn't understand, because we could introduce those classes as well, right? I think the minimum that we see, or the highest range we see, is between 18 to 35. But then again, I know a lot of people who've started orange pilling their kids who are in middle school, just trying to teach it in schools, all of that. But like I said, I would love to put a content on there that's even more simplified to get on like people in elementary school. We want the whole world on board, so whatever it takes I mean, at this point, we're also finding ways to target like 50-year-old plus, because they've lived a certain way as well, and for them to understand Bitcoin is a whole new challenge. So there's this whole group of veterans that we're targeting as well. So I think different target groups want different content, and that's what we're just trying to make sure we have on our app. It's just a one app for everyone, a one-stop shop.
Yeah, it's got to be so hard. I'd suspect to target your message to these different groups, but have like an all-inclusive experience at the same time. Because I mean, on the live class that I did with you all, someone asked a great question. It was how might I think about orange pilling a teenager? And I absolutely butchered the answer because I hadn't thought about. I think a lot about how do I explain these concepts sort of generically to someone who's skeptical or whatever. I don't think about how about someone who's never had an income, or like that's a that's sort of a different, or they've never had to pay taxes. Like how do you break it down for them? And I wrote a newsletter that's coming out tomorrow, the 24th of April, that it kind of doesn't it doesn't dumb it down. It provides an analogy that I've come up with that I hope will help some of that. But then incorporating those sorts of ideas into software doesn't happen overnight. And to, make it a reality and gamify it and figure out how you're going to do that. But I hope as time goes on that there might be like sort of an offshoot for like a kids, K through 12 version of some of these
And I
modules.
actually know some people who are trying to do that, target that age group, create like board games, make it fun, different ways to educate them. But people are doing it. I think we're seeing a lot more innovation in the space now. And I mean, I can tell you two people from the top of my head. Like I know Shamari as well, and what is the other one by Tally and Scott Lindberg. So they're all creating things that are actually making Bitcoin a lot more fun and educating specific age groups. But I think personalization is key. I think once we have that on our app, you can really tailor the content to specific people. And as someone who's very deep into Bitcoin, you would think that the most basic stuff isn't necessary to put on there, but that's what you actually need to get the mass adoption in, right? So it might sound stupid or too basic in your head, but I would just say, like, put it in there. That's the only way to get people on board and orange pill.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
All right, so what are let's round this out. Give me some of your predictions for Bitcoin and for Wiser. Anything specific though? I think you've touched on a lot of that, but any specific predictions for Bitcoin over the next 12 to 18 months, say?
12 to 18 months, I definitely think it's going to hit like 100K by the end of this year. We're almost there. There's going to be a bit more like ups and downs. But 100K should be doable by the end of the year. I don't think too much long term beyond that. For me, like the price is just so irrelevant. It's more about just getting the people on board and the number of people around the world to understand Bitcoin more than the price of Bitcoin. It's just that I truly want people to understand that there's a problem with money and that Bitcoin solves it. I think that's the key that I would want Wiser to achieve. And like I said, price can just follow on after that.
And I think I imagine that if we hit 100K by the end of the year, probably a lot of your world looks different though, because I think there's something just psychological about some of these price points that we're going to reach 100,000, 250, 500 and on, where like I have so many people I can think of in my life who have told me like, oh yeah, I need to look into this Bitcoin thing, and like they're never gonna.
Oh yeah,
Unless
for sure.
there's like some materially compelling reason to do it, and like 70K just for whatever reason isn't going to be interesting enough, but like six figures, I think suddenly people start to wake up again, and then the people
Yeah.
who get distracted, then they wake up again at 250 or 200 or somewhere else. But I'm hopeful for you that one, that you're right, and I think you most certainly are, and two, that the flood of people that come onto Wiser because of that is just massive.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, it's just a number, but I also feel like once Bitcoin hits 100K, we're just going to get the same cycles again and again. We're going to get people saying, okay, now it's too late. Like, now what's the point? And then it's like you're trying to get the smartest people on board and find ways to educate the rest of the world. But then there's always that group of people who will be like, okay, now it's too late. Okay, and then it goes back to 70K. It dropped too much. So there's always going to be a reason for people to not get on board as well. And that's why I think there's no perfect time. If you truly want to just understand money and feel like Bitcoin is the way, like now is the time, right? There's no other better time than yesterday was the best time. Today is the just a good time. But I mean, don't ever not get on board, right? There's so much that can happen in the Bitcoin space. So
Yeah, so you might have just answered my last question for you. We hear a lot about slowly, then suddenly. So you don't think we're at the suddenly point here in the next year or two. You think we've got a couple more cycles where we're going to continue to increase adoption, the dollar value of Bitcoin, however irrelevant, is going to increase. But you think we've got a little ways to go before it's like, yep.
Yeah, I definitely think the growth is going to be a lot more. We'll see more people than we did in the last cycle, but it's going to take a few more cycles for people to really get on board, right? Because if you think about it, we're still early, and Bitcoin is like it's generational. Like I think by the time we're in our 60s or 70s, it might not even reach like 90% of the world yet. I don't know how fast or slow it's going to be, but if it's gradual, I feel like it's a good thing. It doesn't need to be so sudden, because then you think it's just about the price, and that Bitcoin can hit a certain number, and people are just looking at it as an investment. I feel like if it's more of a gradual process and there's a few more cycles, then people will actually educate and understand what it is, and why it's coming about, and why it's needed in the world.
Sansa, this has been a pleasure. I really appreciate you taking some time, and I love what you guys are doing. It's an awesome mission you're on, and I do believe you're going to be a huge part of bringing on the next 1 billion people into Bitcoin. Could you give a handoff, share where to find you, contact you, check out Wiser, anything else you've got?
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much, Michael. To download the app, just go on wiser.io. We're available on Android and iOS. You can reach me on Twitter/Sanjana_connect or on LinkedIn as well. I'm open to connecting with everyone and anyone. Always happy to just talk to any Bitcoiners in the space. And yeah, it was a pleasure coming on. Great talk. Just my message is just like hoping for more Bitcoiners to get on board and just, take some time to study, educate, whatever way it is, whatever method you choose. But it's definitely the future, and I've never been so bullish about anything in my life.
Couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much, Sanjana. I look forward to staying in touch, and again, appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Michael. Speak soon.
And that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed the conversation as much as I did. Again, Wiser is on a very important mission. There are a lot of awesome Bitcoin books, podcasts, YouTube channels, more long-form content, but I think having a method by which you gamify the concepts that are important to understanding Bitcoin is going to be crucial to onboarding the next 1 billion people, as is their mission. Check them out on Twitter, X, whatever we call it, and check out their website. You can even gift this to friends and family who you think might respond a bit better to a gamified version of Bitcoin education. And of course, if you need help with Bitcoin self-custody, if you're trusting a key to a third party, if you're KYCing yourself, if you are plugging your hardware wallet into your computer, you are making a compromise in how you custody and secure this most valuable asset. Check out thebitcoinway.com and schedule a complimentary welcome call. You can follow me on Twitter as well. It's at the other M Jordan, and I've got a weekly Substack. It's blackhatbitcoin.substack.com, where I just share sort of the basics of Bitcoin in a 3 to 5 minute read usually. The intention is really to deliver a message really to pre-coiners and people who are earlier in their Bitcoin journey, just trying to understand what makes this technology, this monetary revolution, so important. That's all for now. Until next time, this is Michael Jordan signing off.